Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
And yeah, real quick before we get back to your calls, as you know, we followed this very closely here on Evan and Tiki. Carl Banks had some really critical comments of Dexter Lawrence, and then Dexter Lawrence responded, and then Carl Banks responded, and then Brian Daboll responded. I thought Andre Patterson, the defensive line coach of the New York Giants, who said a lot about the criticisms, made a very interesting point about Dexter Lawrence's season. Take a listen.
Like I told him, he's his own worst enemy. And this is what I mean by this, okay? Last year, he had 9 sacks, okay? And I had Deion look this up for me, okay? The last nose, true nose guard in the National Football League to end up with 10 sacks was in the 1980s. The last true nose guard was in the 1980s. The last true nose guard to end up with 9 in a season was in the 1990s. So what he did last year was unreal. Now, is he still striving to go out there and try to achieve those goals? Yes, but it's hard to do from where he plays. That's the honest truth. He's not a 3 technique that gets one-on-ones. He's trapped right in the middle, and he made a name for himself. So that's what he has to deal with. So I get people look at the numbers and say he's not playing to the numbers that he had last year. That part of it is true, but that does not mean he's not playing well.
How do you respond to that, Teague?
No, I mean, Andre's right. He's dead on it. What Dexter did a year ago is absurd. And, you know, a couple years before that, he had 4 sacks. And it's hard because almost as a center, as a nose guard on the center, you're always going to be helped against. I mean, especially because think about the tilt on Dexter Lawrence. So if his butt is facing to the left, that guard on the left side, his left side, the offensive right, is always going to help on him. And so even if it is man coverage, there's a hand that's protecting that side to that center. And so it's difficult. But with that being said, it's the impact, it's the effort, it's those things that we used to see over and over and over and over again, him really fighting through those single blocks that made us go like, man, he's a problem. Like, he's hurrying things up even though he's not, you know, the numbers aren't showing up for him. And so to me, part of it was being in playing shape. That was definitely evident early. And now it's probably just getting used to all of the different things that Shane Bowen has him doing. Because I know Andre Patterson's saying he's a nose tackle, but you see him line up as a 3 technique. You see him line up in different spots. He's not just solely on the center anymore. And, you know, that might be something he's getting used to.
Here's what makes arguing about a defensive player, offensive line too, but in this case, a defensive player's performance so complicated in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I will equate it to arguing about a player's defense in Major League Baseball. There's no definitive way to really prove that you're right, yeah, because a lot of it is just watching and feeling. Yeah. And so whenever you debate someone's defense in baseball, we try with these metrics, we try to say, well, he has saved this amount of outs or whatever metric defensively you want to look at, right? football's kind of the same way. Like, obviously, he's right about the sacks. And, like, judging him squarely on, well, he had 9 sacks last year, only has a half a sack this year, this means he sucks. Obviously, that's flawed logic, and I think we all accept that. But then how do you describe or how do you define the lack of disruptiveness he's had? And then how do you even make your point? Like, even PFF, they try. It's not perfect. Like, mm-hmm. I could sit here and tell you his PFF score this year compared to last year, but is that the end-all, be-all?
No, so, it's not. But at least PFF, they're watching. It's a subjective evaluation based on a handful of eyes they're on each individual player. It's labor-intensive. But sometimes even labor-intensiveness gets lazy. You know what I mean?
So right. It's not perfect.
It's not ideal. It's not. It's never going to be perfect.
And like, even here's the other thing that really made me laugh. So Carl's criticism came from the idea that, hey, they're not respecting you because you're not seeing as many double teams.
By the way,
right?
That was the only thing that was offensive because it was wrong. He is seeing the same amount of double teams or maybe 5% less.
That's the thing. So he says he's not seeing as many double teams. You double check at least one game and say, hey, it was right around the same number. It was about 68%. Mm-hmm. Last year he saw 75%. And Andre Patterson did the same thing. He's like, look, I watched the tape. He got doubled on 29 of 40 snaps. Now, you do the math, that's 75%.
Right.
But that also is deceptive because if he comes over late, is it a double team? Like, yeah. How do we define double teams?
No, exactly right. It's hard to double. It's hard to... So here's... What I was just describing to you, where a guard is not blocking Dexter Lawrence specifically, but he's got his hand on him, is that a double team?
Right.
To me, it is, because if Dex gets loose from that center, that guard is going to stop looking out to help the tackle, and he's going to go down and block Dex. So it's the essence of a double team, even if it's not a true double team. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it still means that Dexter Lawrence has to find a way to show up on tape and be disruptive. And I think when you start saying things like teams don't respect him, I think you're like undercutting the argument that he's not being impactful, because he's not being impactful, but it's not because teams aren't respecting him.
I expect Sean Morash to go to the Giants game with me on Sunday sporting his Dexter Lawrence jersey. Mm. Is that what you plan on doing?
So it's funny you say that, Evan. I have two jerseys already laid out because this is how much I get ahead of things right now. One is Dexter Lawrence for that reason, but I keep going back to, I got my Mark Bavaro old school throwback, and I feel like I'm supposed to be wearing that on a day the Giants are going to be wearing the legacy uniforms.
No, completely disagree with you. I'm giving you my opinion. As someone who will be sitting next to you at this game, I think that this is the day to show support for one of your own. Mark Bavaro is not helping you win on Sunday.
I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do.
Are you going to tell us? Or are you going to?
Yeah, I'm going to wear the Dexter Lawrence jersey in. I'm going to pop by that Mega Giants team store on the way in, and I'm going to see if they have any legacy Carl Banks jerseys. And if Dexter Lawrence sucks, I make the switch at halftime and I put on my Carl Banks jersey. That's the game plan. And I do have to get in there early, Evan. Have you noticed what else Sunday is? I'm getting very excited now to go to the game with you.
Oh, God. I have to get there early, too. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, yes, you do.
Why? I'm going to ride Sean.
It's Phil Simms bobblehead day.
Are you serious?
Yep. The first 25,000 in that building get a Phil Simms bobblehead.
You know what? You are speaking my language. Because if there is anything...
We're going to a bobblehead day, baby!
If there's anything that's going to get me to show up early, is a bobblehead. Because I will be so annoyed, Tiki, if I'm person number 28,000 and I don't get my damn bobblehead.
Well, Sean's got to go early anyways because he's coming from the island, and it's the New York City Marathon. By the way, good luck to all the 50,000+ runners, including my two buddies, Adam and Jeremy, that are running this weekend, because the New York City Marathon is disruptive for travel.
Can't wait. I cannot wait to navigate that. I might be better off running the marathon and finishing it MetLife
to get across the city. You might be right, dude.
That may be the best advice. Let's go to Diego, who is calling from East Meadow. Good afternoon, Diego.
Hey, boys! Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Couple of callers ago, someone had mentioned that you have to look at the season differently because of the Cam Scottabo injury. I'm just tired of giving Brian Daboll excuses, and I get it. Like, he was the lifeline of the team, but remember, going back to the Hard Knocks days, they don't value the running back position as a premium position. Whatever they were getting from Cam this year was a net, and I don't think they factored him in to be the star that he was. And the second point, it's more of a question for Tiki. There was an interesting stat. I was trying to find it on Twitter, but they were showing the success plays of Jackson Dart, and it was like some kind of percentage. Like, how much was it because of actual play calling and scheme, and yeah. how much was it just instinct, ability, and all that? So, right. like, I don't know how much the coach, like, that's not really coaching. That's instinct and, you know, just this playmaker mentality.
Right. There's two ways to be successful with an offensive play. You just scheme.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So that's they're wide open. Or you just have exceptional athletes and or quarterbacks, in this case, as he was referring to, who just make plays happen. I think the third down, who was that one to? It was to Theo Johnson, I believe, where he just it was all screwed up. He's scrambling left, and he just floats this looper over top of the defense perfectly into Theo Johnson's hands. He gets a first down. That wasn't the play call. The play call contributed to it because he's running away from the defender, and that was the advantage that was schemed. But the play was made by Jackson Dart's instincts. And so who does that credit go to? And the percentage, I would guess it's a heavier percentage towards Jackson Dart's playmaking than it is necessarily towards the schematics, except for when you get in the red zone. And I think in the red zone, you got to give Mike Kafka the credit for completely flipping around what was, for the last 2 years, an anemic red zone offense.
That's how specific we are trying to get in determining if Brian Daboll should come back.
Yeah.
How much credit does he even get right. for Jackson Dart's success? And I admit, in this case, I'm a very simple man. I'm a simpleton. And that is, you got to win.
Just win.
You got to win football games.
I agree with you, Evan. As much as I can break it all that stuff down, to me, it's about winning. It doesn't matter. Just win.
That's it. And if that, and the, where it gets complicated, I do admit, this is where we'll all probably disagree with each other, is what the specific number has to be. Mm. And I don't even know if there is one yet. I think at the end of the year, as this season goes on, you'll almost feel it. And you'll know, like, if they end up with 6 wins, I could certainly see you being on the side of not enough. And me saying, yeah, I'm good. I was good. 6 wins. Let's go. Yeah.
Or probably the opposite. Those were 6 good wins. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Right.
And that's kind of, look, his 2 wins right now are good wins, like very good wins. The problem, the problem is there's at least 3 really bad losses.
One of the reasons I hate the 17-game schedule, I do not like the 17-game schedule, is I don't like having a halfway point. I think it's annoying. I think it's obnoxious. Like, I love at game 81 of a baseball season to say, hey, time's everything by 2. This is your pace. Same thing in the NBA. You know, you get to game 41, halfway point. And now that we play an uneven amount of games, we can't do that. The Giants are at what I like to call the old halfway point, right? They're 2-6.
Yes.
So they are on a 4-12 pace. Now, what does that mean for 17 games? Is that 5-12? Is that 4-13? Do we just act like gamblers and say 4.5? I don't know the exact number, but here's what I do know. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know.
Right.
That's not good enough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.